Hey everyone, my name is Anthony, and welcome to my podcast. Hello, and welcome back to my podcast. And yes, this is going to be the real deal here. My first podcast with my first topic. So, let's continue. And, before I continue, actually, if you just joined us, or if you're listening to this and you're not sure what's going on with this podcast and what this Stoic podcast means, go to my first video. It's called A Stoic Podcast Dash Intro, and it basically tells you all about this podcast and what you will expect in this podcast, what's going on, and some important points about this podcast. So I'd really recommend you to actually go to go listen to that podcast first. My intro podcast, it's also on my YouTube channel, so go ahead. Let's go. I guess my first topic, my first podcast, before I reveal to you my first podcast, there's a little story about this. After deciding that I will do this Stoic podcast, I thought, like, you know what, I think I should save this first topic for something special, for someone special. And then I thought of, you know what, who would be suitable for this, you know, for my first topic. And I consider, well, it's in my opinion that I consider this musician or this band is the GOAT of all the musicians. If you're in basketball, he's probably the Michael Jordan of basketball. Oh well, you know what? I shouldn't talk about basketball. That would create a lot more arguments and everything. But yeah, you're probably screaming at me right now. You're probably already writing some comments right now saying, "What? The Beatles, the GOAT of all musicians? I mean, like, they broke up. I don't know, they do this, they do that, you know, there are a lot of tragic stories about them. They shouldn't be the GOAT of all musicians." Tell me about it. You know, again, we're here to share, we're here to learn what you know about the Beatles and who you think is your GOAT of all musicians. It's in my opinion that the Beatles should be my suitable first topic for my first podcast. And I feel like the Beatles, in my opinion, is the GOAT of all musicians. Say, without further ado, my first topic for my first podcast is going to be a song called Hey Jude by the Beatles. It's a song written by Paul McCartney in 1968, and it was released on the Beatles Apple record Apple record label. Oh, that's a tongue twister over there. And in 1968. And it has probably become one of the most famous songs of the Beatles, and maybe the most famous, I would say. And maybe one of the most epic famous songs in the world. Maybe top five in the world. Again, you're probably screaming at me, "Oh no, not top five." Just leave your comment below and let's discuss, right? That's what we hear about. All about. So, and this was a song for Julian Jules Lennon after the divorce of their parents, John Lennon and Cynthia Lennon. And Julian was like 5 years old at that time, so, and he's probably he's probably 50 or 50-ish now. Julian was like 5 years old. And I don't know why somehow I remember, like, this is not a true story, but somehow I remember that this song, Hey Jude, like, Paul had an interview with someone, and he told a story that he wrote this song for his friend called Jules. I specifically remember that name, Jules. I know he wanted to say Hey Jules, but he said, no, Jules doesn't sound good, and he said Hey Jude is a bit better. So I remember that story, but the story I remember in the back of my mind is that he told us that this Hey Jude song was written for his friend called Jules, who he introduced to a girl that he knew, that Paul knew. And but Jules was too scared to make a move. So he wrote this song for Jules saying, go get her, go get the girl. But apparently, I don't know why, somehow I remember it that way. Somehow I remember that story that way, but the song that way. But maybe it was just in my dream. Another interesting what I read is that when Paul wrote the song in his piano, like he was playing on his piano, John Lennon and Yoko Ono, you know, the later wife of John Lennon, actually arrived at his place, at Paul's place, and listened to him play that song. And they were really supportive, you know, about it. And John actually helped Paul to compose all the songs and to finish all the songs and to release all the songs, you know, and to now become one of the most famous songs of the Beatles. And what's really interesting about this song as well is that I feel like this could also be a song for John Lennon, you know, to say, hey, you know what, forget about a divorce, you know, go get her, or just fix this, you know, just fix this, you know, like, divorce is not the good way. So I feel like this, he also alludes to, you know, Paul wrote this to allude John about the whole divorce thing, you know, just to fix everything about it. So that's why it's really interesting, you know, to know about all the lyrics. And Paul, I think some musician would admit that they can't really relate one lyric to one story. It always has a lot of stories and everything. So and I found out on Google that there's actually a website called The Beatles Bible, and I feel like it's awesome. It tells you all about the history, the story of the Beatles, story of all the band, you know, the bandmates and everything. And it tells you about the story of all the lyrics. If you wanna learn further about all the Beatles lyrics and all the Beatles songs, I would recommend to go to Beatles Bible website. And I will put this website, I will put the link on the description below on my video. So we move on now to my experience of this song, why I picked this topic. Again, you're probably still screaming at me, no, he's not the GOAT, like, you know, the Beatles is not the GOAT. That's in my opinion. They're the GOAT of all musicians. If they've never been created or assembled in this world, I don't see that the music industry will be the same. Like, I feel like there must be a change in the music industry if the Beatles has never been created in this world. And you probably will smack me, you know, if you know that. I must admit that I haven't seen the recent Beatles movie called Yesterday. I haven't seen that. I just really didn't have time. I just wanted to wait until Netflix released it or whatever. But yeah, Hey Jude and Let It Be are probably the first two songs that I've ever listened to that ever came into my ear, came into my brain, and, you know, absorb it, as far as I can remember. Maybe I was like 6 or 7 years old. I'm pretty sure I wasn't. I was probably in you know, middle school or something, elementary school or something. Yeah, it's just basically on a weekend, my dad would just, you know, play all the old songs that he knew when he was a teenager, when he was an adult, all about Beatles, and usually just played on the stereo when we were having lunch. And it was a full album where there's a song from the Beatles, Love Me Do, From Me To You, Let It Be, Hey Jude. So I know all the Beatles songs from my dad, basically, and it's basically from his stereo. The first lyric though, Hey Jude, don't make it bad, take a sad song and make it better. It's stuck in my mind every single day. Like, basically I that's kind of like my quote in my mind every single day. I think of my sad times, my down times, because I'm a type of person, I don't know about you guys, but I'm a type of person who takes sad songs when I'm sad, you know. I don't listen to happy songs when I'm sad, when I'm down or my down times. I don't listen to that. That doesn't make me better. I actually listen to sad songs and it actually made me better. And I really like that lyric, because that lyric, I think that lyric really represents me and maybe some of you guys. The last part, probably I would just tell you about a joke story, you know, that's joke story. It's a story from my dad when we were kids. Like, he would tell me and my brothers, like, because, you know, at the end of the beat of the Hey Jude song, there's like the part of na 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 na, and Paul would scream like Jude, Judy, Judy. It's one of my dad's jokes that we like, that will always stuck in our mind. I don't know about my brothers, but it always stuck in my mind about this joke. My brother told us that, you know, that like that screaming sound at the end when they sing that Judy, Judy, that is the sound of your mother screaming at you or yelling at you when she's mad at you. And we were just like laughing. So yeah, this song is really special, because that story really sticks in my mind. I will probably remember that story forever. So thanks, Dad, for the song, for introducing me to the Beatles. Many of the old songs that I know are actually from my dad, basically. I knew it from my dad. And yes, the Beatles are the best musician in the world. Leave your comment below. Again, we're here to share, we're here to learn, we're here to listen. So participate as much as you can. And again, if you're a family or friend, if you feel like your story is a bit sensitive, send me a private message. I haven't searched online if YouTube has a private message section, but yeah, please participate. That's the main point. Again, that's the main point of this podcast. So again, the third point, I will end it with a cover of Hey Jude song. So hopefully you guys will enjoy. And yes, again, participate. Let's learn and let's share. All right, see you in the next podcast. Take care, guys. 2, 3. Hey Jude, don't make it bad. Take a sad song and make it better. Remember to let her into your heart, and you can start to make it better. Hey Jude, don't be afraid. Don't let me down. You have found out.